I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics. And John, we got Tristan Seeger back here again. Tristan joined us couple of weeks ago for our talk about David O. Russell.
Yes.
I'll remind you, he's an intern at CD1025 and a local artist whose work is currently featured at Commonwealth Sandwiches on South High Street.
Terrific.
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right, what are we talking about this week? Yeah. Biopic.
Patton is a great biopic, definitely. Lincoln, of course, just came out.
Yeah.
Hitchcock just came out. That was great. Raging Bull.
Raging Bull, which we're showing tomorrow at the Gateway Film Center.
Great
7 p.m., $5 tickets. Seriously, one of the great biopics of all time. What else?
Cleopatra.
Cleopatra, yeah.
Get out of here. That's stupid. How does Lincoln stack up to those classics?
One of the greatest movies I've seen in a long, long time.
Thank you, sir.
You know, the thing about biopics is they're, I think, the hardest type of movie to shoot. You're either taking a movie about someone who everyone knows with an interesting story where they're coming in expecting them to act a certain way. You have to, like, cater to them. You have to make them seem like the person they know. Or you're talking about someone they've never heard of because their story is great, and you have to be able to convey it in a way that they're going to care about this person who and want to go see the movie when they don't know them.
For instance, who's more famous, Kirk Douglas or Vincent Van Gogh?
Interesting. Yes,
definitely.
The star begins. I mean, Charlton Heston's a great example. What do we care about Moses? It's Charlton Heston who plays Moses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to see the name actor about someone else.
And that's why Lincoln is so good, because Daniel Day-Lewis immerses himself. You're aware that it's one of the greatest, if not the currently greatest actor in the world. But you are aware of the even greater human being who's being portrayed.
You either, as a filmmaker, set out to film the life story of somebody.
Right. Yes.
Or you wisely step back and you establish who the figure is you're talking about and focus your film on a period within their life. And that's what you see with Lincoln. That's why Lincoln is great, is because it's so intensely focused on that one moment in his life.
You know, when they said Lincoln, they're thinking, oh, it's going to be showing his entire life.
Now, sometimes you can separate out by having the person play himself. For instance, Muhammad Ali.
Oh, interesting.
Played himself. For instance, The Greatest.
Oh, okay.
Another one that you guys are way too young to remember that I remember very well. Audie Murphy played himself.
Now that's an interesting, To Hell and Back.
Yes.
Now that's great. You know Audie Murphy?
I don't know, no, not by name, but I have seen To Hell and Back.
Audie Murphy is probably a cinematic figure that there will never be another one like.
I know.
This can't even happen, but Audie Murphy in World War II was the single most decorated soldier in World War II, and he became a popular, famous war hero who, once he got out of the military, transitioned into a successful film career. He was a Western hero, he was an action movie hero, but his first movie was To Hell and Back, which was based on his autobiography, To Hell and Back.
Yes, yes.
And you just imagine that happening now. It's crazy.
And then you get silliness like Lindsay Lohan as Liz Taylor. Right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, so this biopic stuff can take some really strange tacks. So we're trying to find here, I think, the best of the best.
Yeah.
Have we named them already? Is there any out?
I actually just thought Ray. Ray was a great one.
Oh, good choice.
Really good. And then you were talking about Muhammad Ali. Ali with Will Smith. That was strong.
Did you ever see Pollock?
Yeah.
So what did you like about that? What appealed to you?
Well, you know, Pollock was this bad boy painter. So everyone, you know, we were taught to love Pollock just by the media. And he could not talk. He has all these recorded videos. And he's the most, like, stiff, stale person to talk about his art. But that Ed Harris, the way he plays them in the strife between the family and him making these crazy abstract paintings that nobody's ready for.
I know.
It's a powerful movie. A biopic takes a great story and a great director to deliver that story to you and show you their story from a different angle.
People who have, you know, their lives have led to some great inspirational lesson that we can all take something from. Raging Bull just follows one repugnant soul down a rabbit hole, and you know, you're just asked to go along. We hope you all go along with us tomorrow night at the Gateway Film Center at 7 p.m. Tickets for Raging Bull are just $5, and it's part of our Cinema Classics film series at the Gateway Film Center. Thanks, Tristan. Cinema Classics is brought to you in part by the Gateway Film Center at 1550 North High Street in the South Campus Gateway. For films and showtimes, go to gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to other shows at wcbe.org.